The Cardinal Stage Company, Cardinal for Kids, presents The Cat in the Hat, based on the books by Dr. Seuss. It opens on October 5th, plays through the 19th, upstairs in the John Waldron Arts Center. The director, coming back to Bloomington, is Christine O'Grady, who choreographed Oliver for Cardinal and also directed Knuffle Bunny last year. Also returning is Ben Abbott, who was in Knuffle Bunny, the hero, by the way, playing the role of the Cat in the Hat. And Hadley Abram will be playing the role of Sally. Hadley, a veteran of Cardinal, she was in both Annie and The Wizard of Oz. Thanks very much to both of you for coming in. I've been waiting for this particular show, and Hadley, you've been giving me just a little bit of an insight into what's going on around here. Ben has told me that there are props, lots of props, many of which he gets to juggle. But you've told me that there are sounds?
Yes, there are a lot of sounds, and everything that happens in the play has a sound effect.
What do you mean?
Well, like, for example, a tennis racket gets thrown in, and there's like a swishing sound.
Okay. Cue the tennis racket and cue the swishing sound.
Yeah.
Do they get it right with the sound every time, or do you have to get it right with the tennis racket?
It takes a few tries to get the sound cue and the tennis racket both at the same time.
Props are also a key element for Ben.
One of the first games that the cat likes to play is balancing. So cat gets to stand up on a big ball and balance three books and a cup and a cake and a milk and a dish. And as talented as I am at balancing, the fish, of course, is thrown high into the air and we have to try to catch it in whatever is handy, a teapot or a bowl. Or it's amazing to see.
Do you believe it, Hadley?
Yeah, sort of.
You've been dancing for a number of years. Does this help with timing in a show like this?
Yes, because there's a lot of music, and so it helps if I can count to, like, eight counts.
Mm-hmm.
So then I know what happens during each part of the music.
Ben, has this been your lifelong dream to put on the hat?
You know, it's not something I thought about when I was reading Cat in the Hat when I was a child, but when I got the phone call asking if I'd be interested in doing it, everything sort of came into focus, and I think I realized, oh my gosh, my whole life has been leading up to this moment. It's just perfect. You know, when I was younger, actually, I sided with the fish, man. Like, get the cat out of the house. He's crazy. Like, he's making a mess. Look at this guy's insane. And ironically, it's only, you know, after a couple decades under my belt that I sort of can see things from the cat's perspective a little better.
At the same time, the cat really is a bit of a trickster. He can get people in trouble, even resolute people like Sally with a friendly fish who is a deep counselor as well.
Well, yeah, it is. It's sort of crazy because the fish just doesn't really know what to think of them, and I don't think anyone does.
But at the same time, you say that toward the end, you actually get to like the cat a little better?
Yeah, because after we think about it, he did make our day a little better, and he didn't really leave the house in any worse shape than it already was.
Do you believe it, Hadley?
Yeah, sort of, because although obviously this couldn't really happen, it really looks like it does, but we have to have it a certain way, so then it does look like it could really happen.
I want to repeat what Hadley just said. It really couldn't happen, but we have to pretend that it could happen because it really does happen.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Hadley Abram,
who plays Sally.
Ben Abbott, the Cat in the Hat. They're part of the Cardinal Stage Company's Cardinal for Kids production of The Cat in the Hat at the John Waldron Arts Center. Opens on October 5th and plays the weekends through the 19th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. ¶¶